Our recording software malfunctioned during the JV game. We got it fixed before the beginning of the varsity game. In the JV game, the Lady Indians got off to a slow start and had problems with New Bremen's press. We played fairly even the last three quarters of the game and lost by a final score of 43-28.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland. WPGW AM and FM Portland.
The Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver with Justin Mangold. Eric Hatterley's our studio producer at the radio station. Neil Spencer, the studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Neil's here at the game tonight, sitting right behind us as we're about set for Fort Recovery and New Bremen High School girls basketball. The last game of the regular season for Fort Recovery and New Bremen. They did have senior night tonight, so there was a little bit of a delay in getting the varsity game started here. Let's move over to Justin Mangold with a look at the starting lineups. Justin?
All right. First for New Bremen, they will start Hannah Tinkman, Abby Tiemann, Molly Smith, Kelly Naylor, and Lauren Cordonier. For Fort Recovery, the same five, Brooke Collig, Kiara Wendell, Olivia Patch, Val Mullenkamp, and Allie Vaughn. Fort Recovery 10 and 11 on the season. New Bremen at 14 and 7.
And the family dentistry office of Dr. Thomas Banna would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's game. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the family dentistry office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tin. Family dentistry office of Dr. Tom Banna. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Underway here, Fort Recovery got the tap. Val Mullenkamp over to Kiara Wendell, lobs it into Olivia Patch. Shot is blocked. Val Mullenkamp got the rebound, though. Here is Allie Vaughn, and she scores from, they say, only two.
Just a long two for Allie.
Right on the line, but just over the line. So it's 2-0. Fort Recovery with the early lead here in the very first quarter, brought to you by Cal Pharmacy and Fort Recovery, Versailles Arcanum, and in Indiana, in Bern and Union City, Indiana. Arcanum with the basketball. Passing it around the perimeter here. There is Lauren Cordonier. And Fort Recovery ends up with the rebound of the missed shot. And right side to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn back out to Brooke Collig. Collig on the left to Val Mullenkamp. There is Kiara Wendell on the wing. Drives in, stops, passes back outside to Olivia Patch. Here is Vaughn driving and missing the layup. Rebound comes down to New Bremen's Abby Tiemann. Tiemann double team, dumps it off over here to Hannah Tinkman. Left side shots up. No good by the Lady Cardinals, Lauren Cordonier. Are both the Cordoniers playing?
Just Lauren so far. And during senior night, they were pronouncing it Cordonier.
Cordonier, and they started the seniors, and they just pulled out the seniors who are not the normal starters and put back in their starters.
Yeah, they had seven seniors, so started five of them.
Kiara Wendell on the left, outside to Olivia Patch. Here's Allie Vaughn to Kiara Wendell. Wendell drives down the lane and lays it in. Found the seam on the far side of the lane and just went right down and put it in. Makes it 4-0. Fort Recovery in the lead here in the first quarter. Lady Indians have been playing their best basketball, really, the last four or five games.
Junior since about the middle of January. They've been playing very well.
Left side shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Val Mollenkamp on the missed shot by Hannah Tinkman. Here comes Fort Recovery. Here is Allie Vaughn on the left to Kiera Wendell. Wendell now passing on the wing to Allie Vaughn. Goes inside to Olivia Patch. Triple teamed. Bounces the ball. Tries to dump it off to Val Mollenkamp, and it goes out of bounds off of New Bremen.
Well, good idea, but there was just too much traffic between Olivia and Val Mollenkamp there. So it's knocked out of bounds by New Bremen. We'll stay with Fort Recovery.
Kiera Wendell will toss it in here. Goes underneath. Wide open shot is good by Allie Vaughn.
And Allie's been really coming on these last five games or so.
She had 13 the other day in the Salina win to lead the team.
20 a week ago against St. Henry.
Oh, Kiera Wendell just double dribbled. After we stole the ball, Kiera Wendell came down, double dribbled, and so we have to give it back to New Bremen.
First turnover on the Indians here tonight. In 6-0 Fort Recovery with the early lead.
Here is Hannah Tinkman tossing it in. Goes into Kelly Naylor, who's in the game. Right side to Hannah Tinkman. Now over to Kayla Bergman. And the ball is thrown out of bounds.
Miscommunication trying to pass it down low.
I don't know what you think, but I think we can take these guys.
Yeah, a little slow start for New Bremen. Part of that starting, different starting lineup than they're used to. So take a little while to get back into their normal rotation.
6-0, Lady Indians on top here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Val Mollenkamp on the left to Kiera Wendell. Now back out to Allie Vaughn, top of the key. Left side to Val Mollenkamp. Free throw line to Vaughn. Vaughn fires and misses. Rebound comes to New Bremen's Abby Tiemann. Tiemann comes down, passing on the right side to Hannah Tinkman. Ball's loose, but picked up by New Bremen. Right side to Tinkman, firing and missing. Rebound comes to Olivia Patch of Fort Recovery. As remaining at zero is New Bremen.
Their JV got off to a really quick start. We're not missing any shots at all in that first half. And fortunately, the varsity has started slow.
There's a three-point shot, no good by Val Mollenkamp. Yeah, New Bremen pretty much destroyed the Fort Recovery B team. We'll give you all that scoop at halftime.
Pretty much everything they threw up was going in that first half.
On the left side to Kayla Bergman. Back outside it goes to Kelly Naylor. Three-point shot is up and no good. Rebound comes to Tinkman. Right side, that's up and no good again. Tinkman got it, up and no good again. Rebound, New Bremen's Abby Tiemann. Here's a shot up and no good again by Madison Cordon. Cordonier. So Fort Recovery ends up with the ball as it went out of bounds. Last touch by New Bremen.
And they had about five shots that time. Just kept getting the rebound on the offensive end. And finally the last one went out of bounds.
Here's Kiera Wendell with the ball. Looks for a teammate. Goes to Val Mollenkamp out top. On the left, there's Paige Fortkamp, who just came in the game. There's Val Mollenkamp open from three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Brooke Collig. Back out to Fortkamp. Kiera Wendell with it now. Free throw line jumper. Good. Kiera Wendell on a two-point shot from right at the free throw line to make it 8-0. Lady Indians, a very quick start tonight. Here's a shot. Two-pointers good by Abby Tiemann. And that's the first basket of the game for New Bremen.
At the 2:40 mark of the first quarter.
Abby Tiemann drills a shot. She was right on the three-point line. So it wasn't just a two-pointer. Left side it goes to Fort Recovery's Kiera Wendell to Brooke Collig. Back out to Wendell. Inside to Olivia Patch. And the pass is knocked away and intercepted by Kayla Bergman of New Bremen. And here's the ball going out of bounds, they say, off of Kiera Wendell. So New Bremen will get it underneath their own hoop.
Then the Holman checks in for Fort Recovery, going out Brooke Collig.
2:14 remaining here in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. Left side, we had some more players come in. Molly Smith is in there now. for New Bremen. She gets the pass back. Back out top, three-point shot, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by New Bremen by Ellie Retkerman, who's in the game now. There goes Olivia Patch to the bench, and Allie Vaughn comes back in. Vaughn took a little rest there.
Very quick rest. She doesn't go out a whole lot these days.
Kiera Wendell on the left side to Brenna Homan, who's now in the game. Homan firing the right side to Kiera Wendell. Kiera threw it away. Tried to pass to Val Mollenkamp. It was knocked away by New Bremen. And now New Bremen lost the ball out of bounds as it went off of Molly Smith. So that'll give the basketball back to Fort Recovery.
Yeah, Smith was looking to see where to go after she caught the ball, and she didn't catch it.
Don't forget the Cal Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery is open until 7 o'clock Monday through Thursday, until 6 o'clock on Fridays. Convenient evening hours for you at Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Brenna Homan goes inside. Ball is loose, but Fort Recovery saves it. Allie Vaughn, there is Paige Fortkamp on a three. It's off the mark. Rebound picked up by Brenna Homan. Back outside to Kiera Wendell. Down to a minute 5 left in the first quarter. Paige Fortkamp on the left. Over to Brenna Homan. Dribbles the ball, stops, feeds to Kiera Wendell. Wendell being hawked there by Abby Tiemann, and now there's going to be a foul called on Tiemann.
A little too close. Her first foul.
Full Recovery will have the basketball out of bounds, just right down from us here on the sideline. Here comes Val Mollenkamp to the bench, and Olivia Patch will go back in for the Lady Indians, who lead 8-2. Be nice to get a basket here and go up 10-2.
It's been a while since they've scored, too.
Inside to Allie Vaughn, back to Brenna Homan. Homan off the pick, set by Olivia Patch, and going to be traveling called on Brenna Homan.
Fourth turnover this quarter for the Indians. Only 3 for New Bremen. In 8-2, Indians lead, 42 seconds left.
Abby Tiemann brings it up against Brenna Homan for New Bremen. Here it is to Madison Cordonier. Now with the basketball is Cordonier again, passing on the left side. Back on the right to Cordonier. Cordonier drives, fires, hits. Kind of a slop shot, banked it in. Madison Cordonier scoring to make it 8-4 now. Only a 4-point lead. Fort Recovery with 9 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Kiera Wendell over to Allie Vaughn. 3-point shot does not go. And rebound New Bremen. That's the end of the quarter. So despite the fact that Fort Recovery, I would say, pretty much dominated a good 2/3 of that quarter, they only lead by 4. It's Fort Recovery 8 and New Bremen 4 after the first quarter of play. Again, brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
We at Cooper Farms would like to take the opportunity to congratulate our future Farmers of America students during the National FFA Week for their interest in agriculture. With their hard work and knowledge, these students will become our future suppliers and growers of food to our dinner tables. The next time you see an FFA student, encourage them to keep up their dedication to being part of a positive organization, the FFA. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, LDL, to help you evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required, so pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
New Bremen has the basketball to start the second quarter, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Here's a shot from the left side, up and no good. Rebound New Bremen, up and no good by Cordonier. And out of bounds it goes off of New Bremen. Missing the first shot in there was, she's not on my score sheet. Who is that?
Who's that?
22.
22 is Kaylee Friend, F-R-E-U-N-D.
Inside to Olivia Patch. It's knocked out of bounds by New Bremen. pronounced friend?
I was just guessing.
Friend? Who knows? There's a... What?
Offensive foul.
Offensive foul on Brooke Collig. I didn't see what she did. She must have used her forearm.
But yeah, she wasn't one of the ones I asked about when I was up there because she wasn't on the varsity shot side.
Yeah, Bremen with the basketball. Madison Cordonier with it. Brings it down. Over to Katie Howell, and there's a ball thrown out of bounds by New Bremen.
First quarter, 2 of 11 for New Bremen, 18%, 0 for 6 on threes and no free throws. Fort Recovery, 4 for 11, 36%, 0 for 4 on threes and no free throws. Rebounds even at 8. Turnovers, 4 for Fort Recovery and 3 for New Bremen.
Val Mollenkamp has a shot blocked, but Olivia Patch got it back. Now back to Val Mollenkamp, and she lays it in. So we still got a basket out of it. Those are two pretty good trees there, and Olivia Patch and Val Mollenkamp, two pretty large girls. 10-4, the score. Fort Recovery up by 6 points. Oh, that should have been traveling. Brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Built tough with poultry growers in mind. New Bremen still with the ball. There's Freend with it on the right side. Shots fired up. And good by Hannah Tinkman, a 5'8 senior.
The leading scorers on the year are Madison Cordonier and Kelly Naylor, both almost 11 points a game and only two between the two tonight.
Brooke Collig over to Kiara Wendell. Fort Recovery has the ball back as they lead 10-6 here in the K&L's Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Into Olivia Patch. Good. Give Kiara Wendell the assist. Olivia Patch lays it in. They can do that all night long.
That's her first basket tonight.
12-6 now. Fort Recovery leads by 6. With the ball is Katie Howell. She'll give over here to Hannah Tinkman. Tinkman tries to go inside to Freend, and it's knocked out of bounds by, actually went off of Freend's hand, and Fort Recovery gets it back.
Freend is only a freshman at 5'7", averages 3 points a ball game.
Coming back in is Abby Tiemann, and Hannah Tinkman will go out for New Bremen. Here comes Fort Recovery, 5:33 to go in the first half. Lady Indians leading 12-6. I'm Rob Weaver with Justin Mangold. Again, Eric Catterley is our studio producer back in Portland. And Neil Spencer, studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tomorrow night's game will be only on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We will not have that on the radio. Again, New Bremen at Fort Recovery boys basketball, only on FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow evening. Here comes New Bremen with the ball. As Fort Recovery just threw it away. Olivia Patch tried to pass inside, and there was nobody going to the hole. Here's a turnaround shot. No good. Way short. Missing that was Kayla Bergman. And now here is Brooke Collig getting the rebound. Feeds it over to Kiara Wendell. And Kiara, that was touched by New Bremen. Yes. Definitely touched by New Bremen.
Yeah, the angle of the basketball changed as it came to the sidelines. So it had to have been touched. And yeah, they got together and saw that.
The one official didn't see it. He didn't know. Thankfully, the other official led him to the right decision. Allie Vaughn on the left. Pops the shot. No, it's in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to New Bremen, to Madison Cordonier.
Vaughn actually made her defender fall down with a nice crossover that time.
Kelly Naylor with the ball. I don't think she's scored at all yet, has she? No.
No.
Right side with it is Freend. Back out to Naylor. Back to Freend on the right. Back to Naylor, top of the key. Cross-court pass on the left side to Abby Tiemann. Now here's Cordonier firing and missing way off to the left. Rebound Olivia Patch of Fort Recovery. Here come the Lady Indians. And the pass is knocked away by Naylor. Allie Vaughn trying to catch Val Mullenkamp underneath, but Naylor intercepted the pass, but we still get it because it went out of bounds.
Coach Patch has been talking about how his defense has been really good here lately. They've only allowed 6 points in the first quarter and a half tonight.
Val Mullenkamp to Allie Vaughn. Kara Wendell to Val Mullenkamp on the left wing. Val free throw line, passing to Brenna Homan. Homan back outside to Val Mullenkamp. Inside to Olivia Patch, and it's knocked away by Kayla Bergman of New Bremen. And here comes Naylor with the basketball. Kelly Naylor. She'll pass over to Madison Cordonier. Inside, back outside to Naylor. And it's touched by Fort Recovery. It'll be given to the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. This is your last regular season game of the year. Fort Recovery will next be in action next Saturday night on February 23rd in their sectional championship game at Coldwater at 6:15 that night. And we don't know who we play yet until the other teams play next week.
Be the winner of Lyman Central Catholic and Ridgemont.
Yeah, pass is stolen away. Here comes Allie Vaughn. It's knocked out of bounds. There's Mr. Marcus Overman down there, former Fort Recovery principal, back here as principal of New Bremen, holding one of his young men in his arms there. Nice to see Marcus, a really fine young man. We hated to see him leave Fort Recovery. Kelly Naylor will bring it down behind the back dribble. Goes to the middle, fires the shot, and missed. And rebound chased down by Kiara Wendell. Kiara beat Kayla Bergman to the basketball. Wendell goes to the left, feeds on the wing. Brenna Homan with it. And Homan has it knocked away by Kelly Naylor. Here she comes, lays it up, and good. And Brenna's lucky that she didn't get called for a foul there.
Yeah, have a hand on the back as Naylor went to the hoop.
12-8 now. The lead is back to 4. Val Mullenkamp with it. Fort Recovery in the lead here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Almost thrown away, but Kiara Wendell came up with a loose ball. Indians reset the offense on the left of Val Mullenkamp. Bow to the free throw line. Back outside to Brenna Homan. Left side it goes to Allie Vaughn. Allie dribbling out front. Now she decides to dribble into the baseline and passes back out to Patch. About a 17-foot shot is no good by Patch. Rebound comes to New Bremen. Lady Cardinals can cut the lead down to just 2. Here's a drive to the hoop. It's good. Abby Tiemann scoring on the play. And Coach Patch wants timeout with 1:40 to go in the first half of play. 12-10. Fort Recovery only on top by 2.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
.140 left to go in the first half. Fort Recovery leads 12-10 with the basketball. New Bremen not pressing. Kiara Wendell will toss in to Paige Fortkamp, who came back in the game. Across the timeline goes Kiara Wendell. Kiara moves to the right, hands off to Allie Vaughn, now to Brenna Homan. And there's going to be a foul called on New Bremen. New Bremen fans shouting, "No way." Well, that's what it was.
At least that's what the referee says. And his opinion counts more.
Yes, it does.
Kelly Naylor picked up the foul.
See Artsway's portable grinder mixers, the feed industry's gold standard from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Tried to pass inside to Val Mullenkamp. Intercepted by Madison Cordonier. Back outside to Abby Tiemann. Now there's Naylor firing a 3. Missed it. That would have given him the lead. New Bremen did get the rebound, though. Naylor has it again out of the center circle. On the left it goes to Abby Tiemann. Tiemann bounce pass to Madison Cordonier. Over to Kelly Naylor on the right. 3-point land. Here's Cordonier at the top of the key, dribbles in, and a foul's on foot recovery. They're going to call a shooting foul. Did you see that?
No. It did not look like she'd started her shooting motion yet.
Going to call a shooting foul. Unbelievable. Madison Cordonier will be at the line.
Brown Mullen can't fix up the personal.
This could tie the game with 49 seconds in the first half. Cordonier puts the first one up, and it's no good. Not enough mustard on it. Just didn't quite get over the rim. A reminder for outstanding service for your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. This time, Cordonier hits the second one to cut it to 1-point lead for Fort Recovery, 12-11. Lady Indians have never trailed in this game. This second quarter has been an offensive struggle. Outside, Brooke Collig to Brenna Homan. Homan has the ball stolen by Kelly Naylor. She'll come down and score. And that puts New Bremen ahead, and she's fouled by Brenna Homan. 13-12, New Bremen leads by one. First lead in the half, as we led one time, 8-0. We've been outscored 13-4.
And a 7-0 run at the moment, too, for New Bremen.
Naylor puts it up and missed the free throw. Rebound, Val Mullenkamp. So Fort Recovery can get the lead back here with a basket with 30 seconds left to go in the quarter. Kiara Wendell with the ball. Dribbling out at the center circle. Lady Indians are going to go for the last shot. Kiara Wendell looking for Olivia Patch. Wendell goes off to the right, back to Patch. Patch dribbling. Tries to go inside to Val Mullenkamp, stolen by New Bremen. And that's the end of the first half of play. As Fort Recovery trailing New Bremen at halftime, 13-12. Here in the end of the first half of play, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. We do remind you, K&L Tractor Sales and Service has New Holland tractors offering increased power and fuel efficiency with leading edge technology. K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We'll be back with the halftime stats. Don't go away. Lady Indians trailing by one, 13-12.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like you to think about the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Join the Pacasac Gas Club at a Pacasac convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pacasac website, pacasac.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pacasac, there's one near you.
Joe was looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else was not that excited. Snow meant shoveling and cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Corn planting meant harvest, and corn harvest meant more profit opportunities at Cooper Farms. So grain farmers, the next time you see snow or Joe, think corn. Think corn, think Cooper Farms, and be happy. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
High school basketball fans, make a trip to the Schottenstein Center in Columbus for the 2019 Ohio High School Athletic Association State Basketball Tournaments. The home of the Buckeyes hosts 2 weekends of thrilling OHSAA state tournaments. The girls take the court March 14th, 15th, and 16th, followed by the boys March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. For information on tickets, suites, parking, and special group ticket packages, log on to OHSAA.org/the shot.
Back at New Bremen High School, Lady Indians led the whole first half except the last minute. And New Bremen is in the lead here, 13-12 over Fort Recovery at halftime. A miserable second offensive quarter.
Miserable first half really for both teams, but especially in that second quarter for the Indians, as they had 6 or 8 turnovers in that quarter alone. So not a good ball handling quarter for Fort Recovery.
And Kelly Naylor made 2 steals that turned into baskets, and that's actually 5 points.
And Fort Recovery at that point was going with a bit quicker lineup, and it kind of backfired. Bremen a little out-muscled them and took the ball away a couple of times and ended up with the lead at 13-12. Again, first quarter for New Bremen, they were 2-for-11, 18%. Second quarter, 4-for-10 for 40%. So at the half, New Bremen, 6-of-21 for 29%. 0-for-6 on threes in the first quarter, 0-for-2 in the second, so 0-for-8 at the half. And free throws, 1-for-3 for 33%, both all coming in the second quarter. For Fort Recovery, 4-for-11, 36% in the first quarter. 2-for-5, 40% in the second. So 6-of-16, 38% at the half. And then 0-for-4 on three-pointers in the first half. And did not take a free throw. Rebounding 14-12 in favor of Fort Recovery. Turnovers, again, as I said, the Indians had 4 in the first and 8 in the second. So 12 already for the ballgame. New Bremen, 3 in each quarter. They have 6 turnovers at the half. For New Bremen, 4 points for Kelly Naylor, 4 for Abby Tiemann, 3 for Madison Cordonier, and 2 for Hannah Tinkman. For Fort Recovery, Allie Vaughn with 4, Kiera Wendell had 4, Olivia Pax with 2, and Val Mollenkamp with 2. Indians led at 8-4 after 1. Our halftime score, though, New Bremen 13 and Fort Recovery 12. And speaking of the Schottenstein Center, as we heard the commercial, Ohio State at home in action tonight. They're trailing Illinois 30-27 at the half. So off to a slow start are the Buckeyes.
We shall be back. Don't go away right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
What do you basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common. They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, the reserve game was a disaster as Fort Recovery was thumped, clubbed, smoked, whatever you want to say. They were beaten very badly.
Yeah, it was 20-3 after one, and did not get much better after that until early in the fourth quarter. And 23 after one, 29-12 at the half, 36-15 after three. It was actually 36-12. Fort Recovery hit a three at the buzzer and then bridged that, scoring 11 straight in to start the fourth quarter to make it a little closer. They eventually ended up at 43-28. New Bremen with the victory. Riley Trentman led New Bremen with 10 points. For Fort Recovery, Hope Wendell had 7. Macy Day was 7. 4 for Faith Gruby. 4 for Marissa Garkey. 3 for Lily Luthold. 2 for Grace Guggenbiller and 1 for Whitley Rammel. The Fort Recovery ends their junior varsity season at 7-14. And then dropping 43-28 to New Bremen, but a lot of close losses in that 7-14 for Fort Recovery. And from what I've seen, some of the JV games, they just need more confidence. I mean, there's some talent out there. They seem to play with a little more confidence.
I think, didn't they beat Jay County?
They did beat Jay County.
So Jay County had
bigger wins.
Jay County had a very nice record. Well, fairly decent record this year, a winning record.
Yeah, 13-9 or something like that. So a pretty good record for the Patriots and a big win for Fort Recovery in that ball game.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with the start of the second half of play right after this.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Brooke Colleague standing right in front of us, tossing it in. Kiera Wendell over on the left to Allie Vaughn. Allie's been kind of missing in action here last several minutes.
Yeah, she scored all of her points in the early part of the first quarter.
Kiera Wendell over to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbling the ball. Goes to the right. Passing back to Olivia Patch. Allie Vaughn on the left. Free throw line. Steps back. Fires and hits. There you go. Allie Vaughn connects. About a 16-footer. Makes it 14-13. Lady Indians grab the lead back. Uh-oh, but not for long. As Kelly Naylor found Kayla Bergman open under the basket, and she lays it in to give New Bremen the lead back at 15-14. But not for long. There is Val Mollenkamp draining a three from the top of the key. And that makes it 17-15. Fort Recovery up by two.
Whoops.
And New Bremen had Fort Recovery beat, and Kayla Bergman was all by her lonesome down there under the basket, but they overthrew her.
Second time in a row that she was wide open in that same spot.
I mean, she was wide open.
Yeah, there's no one for Fort Recovery on that side of the court. Good to see Val Mollenkamp make a three a minute ago, as her shot's been off the last couple of ball games. So get her going leading to next week.
Val passing on the right side to Kiera Wendell. Back to Val. On the left to Brooke Colleg. Colleg dribbling to Val Mollenkamp. Open from three again. This time it's a little too long. Rebound comes to New Bremen to Hannah Tinkman. Here's a shot from the right side. It's up no good by Abby Tiemann. A battle for the rebound. And New Bremen comes down with it. Shot's fired up. It's no good. Rebound comes to Allie Vaughn. As missing that was Madison Cordonier. And so Fort Recovery has the ball here in the Cooper Farms third quarter, leading by two. Back outside to Val Mollenkamp. She dribbles to the right, passes to Brooke Colley. Oh, my. Out to Kiara Wendell on the left, Allie Vaughn dumps it inside, and there is a ball tipped out of bounds by New Bremen as they tried to find Olivia Patch open, and Kayla Bergman knocked it out of bounds. So Kiara Wendell will toss it in. Kiara looks for a teammate, goes outside to Val Mollenkamp. Val dribbling. There's Brooke Colley open from three. Does not go. Rebound chased down by New Bremen by Kayla Bergman. Bergman gives over to Abby Thiemann. Thiemann right side. There is Hannah Tinkman. Back outside to Kelly Naylor. Tinkman on the right. Back out to Naylor. Back to Tinkman on the right. Hannah Tinkman feeds down low to Cordonier. Up and no good, but she is going to be fouled by Val Mollenkamp, says the official. That was kind of a picky foul. She had her arm straight up in the air.
Yeah, the offensive player initiated the contact, but Mollenkamp picks up her second foul.
You know, 9 times out of 10, the offensive player gets the benefit of that call. Puts the free throw up and good by Cordonier. Madison Cordonier, a 5'10 sophomore, so she's a promising prospect. She will have one more. 17-16, Fort Recovery up by one. This would tie the game with 5:38 to go in the quarter, and this is also good. We're all tied up again at 17-17. So we played the first 16, 18 minutes for nothing.
Yeah. Almost a point a minute for each team.
Allie Vaughn to Kiara Wendell. There's Brooke Colley with it. Val Mollenkamp free throw line on the left side. There's Allie Vaughn driving in, feeds to Kiara Wendell. Indians quickly moving the ball. Left side to Allie Vaughn. Allie looks for a cutter, goes to Val Mollenkamp, top of the key. Left side to Kiara Wendell, steps in, fires, and misses short. Rebound comes to Kelly Naylor for New Bremen. Down underneath is Cordonier. The foul's going to be called on Val Mollenkamp as Madison Cordonier able to draw the foul.
Got to get Paige Fortkamp off the bench, the third foul on Mollenkamp.
So she's going to go out of the game with 4:57 to go here in the third quarter. Cordonier could put the Cardinals back in front, and she does.
She's made 4 or 5 so far tonight.
That Kelly Naylor, she's kind of built low to the ground, but she is a really pretty speedy young lady.
A 5'6 senior.
This free throw's also good. 19-17. 2-point New Bremen lead. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Kiara Wendell comes down to the right side. Will hand off to Brooke Colley. Colley back out top of the key. Right side it goes to Kiara Wendell. Tipped away by Cordonier, and they say, no, the one official says it was tipped by New Bremen and gives it back to us, which was the right call. Although I didn't know if we touched it right before it went out of bounds over there.
That's what I thought. I thought the Indians grabbed it or at least touched it as it went out of bounds.
It definitely was deflected by New Bremen. Here's a shot by Allie Vaughn, no good. And New Bremen comes away with the rebound. Hannah Tinkman grabbed it up. Here's Kelly Naylor with it.
All the shots Fort Recovery this quarter have been outside. Nothing in the paint or anything.
Abby Thiemann down to the right corner. Back out to Kelly Naylor. Naylor dribbles in. Throws it up and in. She just threw it up there and went in.
Probably also should have been an offensive foul.
21-17, sure could have been. Lady Indians down by 4 with the ball. Allie Vaughn to Brooke Colley. Right side it goes. Kiara Wendell. Kiara feeding to Paige Fortkamp. Outside to Wendell. Brooke Colley with it. Here's Paige Fortkamp. Right side it goes. Now inside to Olivia Patch. She puts it up. It's no good, but she is fouled on the play by Kayla Bergman. So there's your inside shot finally.
I moved it around enough on the outside to finally get Patch open.
Olivia stands at the line. She has not scored tonight, believe it or not.
She did have 2 points in the second quarter.
The board does not have them up there.
Yeah.
Now she's got 3. Bergman just went out. Kayla Bergman, and coming in is Ellie Retgerman. Here's one more for Olivia. And it's good again. So she has four now?
Yes.
Whoops. Foul on Fort Recovery as Naylor went down. They're going to call Allie Vaughn for the foul.
It's her first, team third. A little over-aggressive.
So New Bremen gets it out of bounds. Tinkman will toss it in to Cardonier. Cardonier over here to Naylor. Kelly brings it across the timeline. Passing on the left side with the ball there is Abby Tiemann. And ball stolen by Fort Recovery. Here's Kiara Wendell. There is Brooke College scoring. 21-19, back to 2 points. Fort Recovery trailing by two. Naylor has the ball tipped away, and Allie Vaughn came up with it.
And that last Fort Recovery basket, a nice pass and assist for Kiara Wendell.
And there's a foul on New Bremen.
And Olivia Patch is being held.
They are going to call that on Cordonier, I think.
Her first foul, team second.
So, Indians toss it in here, trailing by two. Into Brooke Colleague. Oh, misses the layup. Rebound, Kiara Wendell, and there's going to be timeout Fort Recovery to save possession. Fort Recovery timeout. It's Fort Recovery and New Bremen tied now, 21-21, with 3:02 to go in the third quarter of play on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Bob Stogler keeping the scorebook over there for Fort Recovery. He was named today to the Fort Recovery Hall of Fame by the Fort Recovery Chamber. He'll be given his award at the banquet coming up in March. Congratulations to Bob Stogler. There's a shot up and no good by Paige Fortkamp, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. She could put the Indians back on top here. No time went off the clock. There should have been at least a couple of seconds go off.
Yeah, it's still second, 3:01.
Paige Fortkamp, no good. If you need to market your corn, why not sell it to Cooper Farms, your corn marketing headquarters? Just give them a call at 800-637-7161 to sell your corn to Cooper Farms. 800-637-7161. Paige Fortkamp misses it again. 0 for 2 at the line. And here comes New Bremen with the ball as they got the rebound. Katie Howe with it. She'll fire. Actually, it's Hannah Tinkman firing from way outside. And Allie Vaughn is called for a foul.
It's not that she didn't foul her. It's the fact that the whistle blew about 3 seconds after the fact. The Fort Recovery fans not happy?
Well, they're not going to call it a shooting foul.
I can buy that then.
Not going to call it a shooting foul. They say it happened after the shot.
Yeah, if they were going to give her three shots, no, but I can understand this.
So New Bremen still has the ball. Out front with it is Katie Howe. There is Tinkman with it. Now it goes over to Abby Tiemann, to Howe, to Tinkman. Now into Cordonier, turns, fires, and forces a shot. No good. Rebound, Brenna Homan. Brenna feeds it off to Kiara Wendell, up quickly to Brooke Colley. Colley back outside to Kiara Wendell. On the left it goes to Paige Fortkamp. Paige will pass over here to Brooke Colley. Colley to Brenna Homan. Homan now to Kiara Wendell. Back to Brooke Colley. Lobs it in to Olivia Patch and lost it out of bounds. And they say New Bremen touched the ball.
That's
And New Bremen fans did not agree with that one.
I could see the way.
Yeah, I might have agreed with them on that one. But we're not going to give it back.
No. She's not going to turn around and say that I touched that. So.
Brooke Collig over to Olivia Patch, but they do on TV.
Right.
Sir, I touched that. So you need to give it to the other team. Stolen by New Bremen. Down they come. In underneath. Good. Fleeing. Found Ellie Retkerman, who was open underneath the basket, and Retkerman lays it in to give New Bremen the lead back, 23-21. Brenna Holman feeds over to Brooke Collig. Collig back outside to Kiera Wendell. Has it knocked away. Left side to Paige Fortkamp to Brenna Holman on the left wing. Brenna will pop the shot from 15 short. Rebound comes down. Still on the deck. We got a foul called on Fort Recovery on Brenna Holman.
Her second foul.
So Holman picks up the foul.
It's team foul number 5, though, so New Bremen looking to be in the bonus most of the fourth quarter, probably.
23-21, New Bremen on top over Fort Recovery by 2 with a minute 15 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery. Inside turnaround shot's good. Ellie Retkerman hits another inside shot. That makes it now 25-21. Lady Indians down by 4. Here is Brooke Collig to Paige Fortkamp to Kiera Wendell. Wendell passing to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbling outside. Now will fire and will miss. Rebound tipped over to New Bremen. A foul on Fort Recovery.
Another tough call.
Boy, I didn't see that one.
Foul goes against Kiera Wendell, her first, team 6th. Yeah.
So New Bremen will have the basketball, and they'll have the 1-1 on the next foul by Fort Recovery. Getting the inbounds pass there was Molly Smith. Now it goes to Katie Howe. Howe at the timeline. Feeds over to Molly Smith. Smith stopping. Passing on the left to Kayla Bergman. And knocked away by Allie Vaughn, but she can't get it. Out of bounds it goes. 17 seconds left. New Bremen trying to hold to the last shot, and Fort Recovery's trying to prevent that from happening. And timeout is called by New Bremen. They're going to set up a play here. With 17.8 seconds to go in the third quarter, it's New Bremen 25, Fort Recovery 21.
We at Cooper Farms would like to take the opportunity to congratulate our future Farmers of America students during the National FFA Week for their interest in agriculture. With their hard work and knowledge, these students will become our future suppliers and growers of food to our dinner tables. The next time you see an FFA student, encourage them to keep up their dedication to being part of a positive organization, the FFA. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Once again, kind of struggling here.
Still 17 seconds left here in the third quarter. Indians down by 4, but they've been stuck on 21 for about 3 minutes. So.
Welcome to those of you listening on the radio or on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, our studio producer in Portland is Eric Catterly, and Neil Spencer is the producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight.
Indians have cut down the turnovers here in this quarter, but just can't put the ball in the basket.
Inbounds pass. Almost thrown away, but New Bremen got it back. Here's a shot. Good. With 9 seconds to go, Katie Howe hits a three-pointer with 9 seconds to go. Here's a shot. No good by Brooke Collig, and the quarter comes to an end. Boy, that hurts.
That was a bad break because Kiera Wendell was actually pushed down, and that left Katie Howe wide open. She's the one that pushed her off, so she created the distance and the space and got the open three.
28-21, New Bremen leads Fort Recovery by 7. That's their biggest lead of the second half of play, biggest lead of the game as far as that goes. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, LDL, to help you evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required, so pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, in the third quarter, what do you have to tell us about?
New Bremen 5-for-8, 63%, 1-for-3 on threes, and 4-for-4 at the line. Fort Recovery only 3-of-12 for 25%, 1-of-5 on threes, and 2-for-4 at the line. Rebounding 20-18 now in favor of New Bremen. Turnovers 9 for the Cardinals and 13 for Fort Recovery. Foul called on the inbound.
Much better third quarter, though, on the turnovers for the Lady Indians.
Yeah, 8 in the second quarter and only 1 there in the third.
Fouls called on Fort Recovery on, I think, Brooke Collig. And the line is Freeland. She puts it up no good, but rebound comes deep to New Bremen. It's not our night. Molly Smith got the ball. Back outside it goes. Here is Ellie Retkerman. And they threw it away. Retkerman passing to Kelly Naylor. Unforced turnover on that one. Doesn't Naylor's uniform look kind of gray? It looks like she washed it with her home uniform or away uniform.
Probably could have.
Allie Vaughn with the ball. Passing back outside. Val Mollenkamp. Kiera Wendell. Here's Allie Vaughn with it. Right side to Val Mollenkamp. Val dribbling around, stopping at the free throw line, turning. Right side to Brooke Collig. Outside to Val Mollenkamp. Kiera Wendell on the left to Allie Vaughn. Allie will fire from the free throw line. She was open, but it did not go down. And rebound comes to New Bremen to Kayla Bergman. There's Kelly Naylor with the basketball. Naylor dribbles to the left side. Back to the outside she goes. Right corner to Kayla Bergman. Back out top to Kelly Naylor. 28-21, New Bremen leading Fort Recovery here by 7. Ellie Retkerman with it over to Kayla Bergman. Now with the ball, Molly Smith. There's Kelly Naylor, three-pointer. She got it. Kelly Naylor drains a three. 31-21. Fort Recovery's trailing by 10 now with 6:10 to go in the game.
And Naylor's first three-pointer made tonight after about 6 or 7 misses.
Here's a shot up by Kiera Wendell. No good, but she's fouled on the act of shooting. And Kiera will go to the free throw line with 2 shots. Our fourth quarter is brought to you by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For quality building materials, including Anderson energy-saving windows and doors, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Free throw by Kiera Wendell. Good. We needed that.
Still time to get back in the game with only 21 points at this point.
22 now.
Going to have to start hitting some outside shots.
This would give us 23. Cut the lead to 8, and she does. Way to go, Kiera.
She has 6 points tonight.
31-23. Kiera Wendell goes out of the game to take a rest. New Bremen being pressed full court here. Cordonier over to Kelly Naylor. Right side to Kayla Bergman. Back outside to Cordonier. And she hits a 15-footer from the free throw line. Makes a 10-point lead again, 33-23.
Left wide open, no one around her.
Left side to Brenna Holman. Oman dribbling over on the right side to Mollenkamp, and Mollenkamp misses the three, and it bounces over the bank board out of bounds. Shooting ain't too good here, Justin.
Yeah, just not going in the second half when they obviously needed it.
Down comes New Bremen. On the left side it goes. A shot is just thrown up there by Hannah Tinkman, but guess what? New Bremen got the rebound. Kelly Naylor on a three, missed that one, and a foul is called on the rebound as Brooke Collig and Hannah Tinkman end up on the ground. They're going to call Tinkman for the foul. Hannah Tinkman of New Bremen picks up the foul.
First, second foul, team fifth. You got to credit New Bremen's defense, too. None of the Fort Recovery shots, or not many, are open either.
No, their playing is pretty tight. Right side to Allie Vaughn. Val Mollenkamp, top of the key. Lobs it down low to Olivia Patch. You're going to call a foul on Kayla Bergman. And that's going to be out of bounds to Fort Recovery.
And a break because not a good lob. This Patch was pretty much triple teamed on the lob down low.
Fort Recovery Lumber Company, don't forget they can design your project for you. They have design services available. And once they design your project for you, they can provide you with the quality building materials to make that project a reality. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's Paige Fortkamp. No good. Rebound comes down to Cordonier. Cordonier with the basketball. Over now to Abby Thiemann. Timeout, New Bremen. Not looking good here for the Lady Indians as we trail by 10, 33-23, 4:38 to go in the game on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Right now, New Bremen just swelling with confidence, Justin, and we are not.
Yeah, they're totally taking control of this game here in the second half.
Cordonier puts it up and in, going around Paige Fortkamp. Makes it a 12-point lead. 35-23 now. New Bremen on top. Here's Kiera Wendell up and good. Way to go, Kiera. She had about a 15-footer just off the edge of the free throw line. 35-25, down to Bergman. She'll fire and miss. Rebound. Touch last by New Bremen. Olivia Patch made a mistake there not grabbing that ball. She was just going to let it go out of bounds, but New Bremen almost got it back.
New Bremen getting to all the loose balls here, too, in the second half. Just dominating the boards. No second chances for the Indians either.
Fort Recovery brings it down. Kiera Wendell, Paige Fortkamp, Olivia Patch, Val Mollenkamp, and Allie Vaughn in the game. Here's Olivia Patch, a three-point shot. Short, no good. It goes out of bounds. We'll go to New Bremen. Don't forget, for quality building materials from lumber to Makita Tools, you can see all those great things for your remodeling projects. Pick up all those great products at Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Serving Fort Recovery in the area for over 100 years. Right side it goes to Hannah Tinkman, T-E-N-K-M-A-N. Kelly Naylor has it on the left. On the right side, back to Hannah Tinkman. 3:33 to go as New Bremen just eating some clock here, leading by 10. Stolen by Kiera Wendell. Come on, Kiera. All the way down, up, and oh, no good off the glass. Rebound. There's a foul called on New Bremen. I wonder about that one, too.
They're 1-1, they say, for the Indians.
Val Mollenkamp will go to the free throw line. Fouled on the act of rebounding.
Madison Cordonier picks up the foul.
This would cut the lead to 8. Still give us some hope here with 3:22 to go in the game. And she got the first one. 6 points now for Val.
Yeah. The scoreboard's accurate except for Olivia Patch, it looks like.
This one's up there, and it is good again. That was perfect. 35-27, an 8-point game. Fort Recovery trailing and pressing full court here.
We'll take Mullenkamp out to protect the 3 fouls.
New Bremen's Cordonier. Paige Fortkamp knocks it away, and she's called for a reach-in foul.
Team foul number 8, so still 1-1. Not a bad foul, depending on how the free throws end up. Mullenkamp right back in there.
New Bremen's played a decent second half here. They've taken the lead, leading by 8, 35-27. Madison Cordonier, a sophomore, at the line. She puts it up, and it is good. She is going to be a pain in the Indian side for 2 more years.
She is 6 of 7 at the line tonight.
Nice lanky player, only a sophomore. Puts this up, and good again. New Bremen calls time, leading by 10. 37-27, 3:18 left to go in the game. The Indians will have the ball when we come back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Once again, our fourth quarter sponsor is Fort Recovery Lumber for quality building materials, including those famous Anderson energy-saving windows and doors. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Val Mullenkamp on the left. Indians have the ball, trailing by 10. Need some shots in a hurry. Inside, we throw it away. Try to get it into Olivia Patch, and Bergman intercepted it for New Bremen. Cordonier firing it up and missing. Rebound, and a foul is called on the rebound on New Bremen. Nope, they call a jump ball.
Yeah, foul ball going to Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery gets it on the alternating possession. Kiara Wendell, cross-court pass on the left to Allie Vaughn. Lady Indians down by 10 here in the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter. Kiara Wendell over to Allie Vaughn. And we throw it away. Cordonier comes down, misses. Rebound back up. No good by Hannah Tinkman, but she is fouled in the act of shooting. And she'll be at the line. I think they're going to call Kiara Wendell for the foul.
This will be a two-shot shooting foul this time. For Tinkman.
So Hannah Tinkman at the line, a 5'8 senior. It's good.
Only 3 for her tonight. She averages 5 a game. Oops, she averages 6.9 a game.
I was talking to Marcus Overman before the game, and he was lamenting how that the basketball teams, boys and girls, and football team all have a lot of seniors, so they're going to have a lot of holes to fill next year. Left side to Val Mullenkamp. Cross-court pass to Brooke Collig. On the other hand, Fort Recovery doesn't have hardly any seniors. They don't have any seniors here on the girls' team. There's a 3-point shot by Allie Vaughn, and that cuts the lead down to 9 points, 39-30, with 2:17 to go in the game. So, still time. We'll be back in a moment.
In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like you to think about the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
YMCA. We need a YMCA to practice in.
And the bench for New Bremen doing the YMCA dance. They're a little more active than the Fort Recovery bench right now.
Should we do that over here?
No. Go ahead.
It takes me a little while to catch on to that.
I thought the referee during the JV game, during the, one of the timeouts, I thought he was going to do a line dance.
Kelly Naylor lost the ball, picked up by Allie Vaughn to Kiera Wendell. She scores. 39-32, a seven-point game with 2:03 left to go. Knocked away by Kiera Wendell. And what? They say she touched the line, apparently.
But if Fort Recovery could get the defense down there, it's a bad spot to inbound, but not going to get it in time.
New Bremen has the ball, leading by seven, 39-32. Down come the Lady Cardinals. Tinkman with it. Oh, threw it away. Kiera Wendell comes up with the basketball. Down it goes to Brenna Holman and knocked out of bounds by Kelly Naylor. Fort Recovery will still have the ball underneath. A minute 46 to go. The lead is only seven now.
Still time.
A glimmer of hope here.
Yeah, a quick basket here on the inbounds would be nice.
Kiera Wendell looks to pass it in. In trouble. Goes into Val Mollenkamp. Just in a nick of time. Brooke Collig will lose the ball over to Kiera Wendell. Allie Vaughn on a three. Does not go. Get it, Allie. She got the rebound. She'll come in now. Back out to Brooke Collig. She hits. Three-pointer for Brooke Collig, and that makes it 39-35. Lady Indians come charging back here. I didn't think it was going to be possible.
I think that's the problem for New Bremen. They thought they had this game in hand, and all of a sudden the Indians hit a couple of big shots and get back within four.
Timeout. 1:27 to go. We're only down by four. 39-35. New Bremen has the ball.
High school basketball fans, make a trip to the Schottenstein Center in Columbus for the 2019 Ohio High School Athletic Association State Basketball Tournaments. The home of the Buckeyes hosts two weekends of thrilling OHSAA state tournaments. The girls take the court March 14th, 15th, and 16th, followed by the boys March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. For information on tickets, suites, parking, and special group ticket packages, log on to OHSAA.org/the shot.
1:27 left to go in the old ball game. Fort Recovery's next game will be the sectional championship game next Saturday night at 6:15. We'll have that game for you on the radio. And then the Fort Recovery boys play Van Buren up at University of Findlay. After that game, we'll have that game on at about 7:30. So Fort Recovery girls first, followed by the Fort Recovery boys, all on 100.9 FM. Down comes New Bremen with the ball. Right side. Oh, Allie Vaughn stole it away. Down she comes to Kiera Wendell. Kiera can't quite get underneath. Back outside. On the left, there's Allie Vaughn dribbling in. Back to Brooke Collig. Open from three. Yes! It goes! Brooke Collig cuts the lead to 1 point with a minute to go. 39-38. A collision. New Bremen, no call. New Bremen with the ball. And the Lady Indians have come roaring back here.
Good ball movement that last possession from the Indians to work for that open shot, and they almost threw it away. They did.
They did. They threw it away, and Fort Recovery has the ball, a chance to take the lead with 43 seconds to go. What was our biggest deficit, 12?
Yeah, I think so. And what they were doing, they were passing the ball right on the sideline. Not a good spot to be doing that, and just asking for trouble.
Down 12 or 13 here in the fourth quarter, but we've come back and have a chance to win this game. Here's Olivia Patch on the outside. On the left to Brooke Collig. Kiera Wendell with it now. Down to 29 seconds. Collig drives in, and she's going to be fouled on the drive. It'll be free throw line for Kiera Wendell. I like that. I like that. Kiera's a good free throw shooter.
And force the issue, drive to the hoop, make the referee make a call.
She'll have a chance to put us up here. It is 1-1. Come on, Kiera. Bounces the ball, spins it in her hands, puts it up. Good! It's tied!
tied 39-39. I was going to bet my life savings a moment ago this could never happen.
Way, way back.
Here's the next one. It's up, and it is good again. Fort Recovery leads 40-39 in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. 23 seconds to go. Here comes New Bremen. On the left to Kayla Bergman. Back outside to Kelly Naylor. Naylor working against Val Mollenkamp. Comes down, scoops it up. Missed the shot! Rebound, Allie Vaughn, and a foul's called on New Bremen. Allie Vaughn got the rebound.
Only team found number eight, so still 1-1. Or Fort Recovery with 9.3 to play.
Very rough underneath the boards there.
And they are letting a lot go, but it goes both ways here in this fourth quarter.
Come on, Allie. Let's cinch this game. 1-1 for Allie Vaughn.
Yes, team found number nine, but still, yeah, just a 1-1.
We lead by one. First free throw is good. 41-39. Indians by two with 9 seconds to go. Miracles do happen. Miracles do happen.
They've hit all seven free throws here in the quarter.
One more for Allie. Yes. 42-39. Now New Bremen needs a three. Naylor with it. Here's Cordonier. Cordonier having trouble. Over to Bergman, firing, missing. It's over! Fort Recovery has come from behind to win this baby. 42-39. Wow, what a win for Fort Recovery.
And I was going to mention there that if I was Fort Recovery, I would have fouled there in those last 10 seconds, not let him shoot the three-pointer. And they did let him shoot the three, and it was blocked. So
yeah, wait. Defense. Kayla Bergman shot it. That's not who really they, I don't think who they wanted to shoot the ball. They wanted Naylor to shoot it, but she just couldn't get the opening. And the Lady Indians pull out a game winning 42-39 over the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. What a miracle comeback this has been. Wow. We'll be back in a moment here at the good old New Bremen High School, where the Lady Indians are celebrating a 500 season now, 11-11 on the year with this conference win. We'll be back in just a moment.
Joe was looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else was not that excited. Snow meant shoveling and cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Corn planting meant harvest, and corn harvest meant more profit opportunities at Cooper Farms. So grain farmers, the next time you see snow or Joe, think corn. Think corn, think Cooper Farms, and be happy. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Back at New Bremen High School, a happy Fort Recovery crowd tonight and a very happy Fort Recovery coach. Brian Patch is with us. Congratulations, Brian. What a great win.
Thanks, Rob.
That had to be the most fantastic comeback of a Brian Patch girls basketball team ever.
Could, be. I don't
know. pretty dandy. What was our biggest deficit, 12 or 13, or what was it there?
I thought Jeff had said at one point we were down 10 with like 2.5 to go. So
I know it was at least 12, though, at one point.
I'll take your word for it. It sounds better.
So, and, wow. I was starting to think there, man, I don't know. We just can't run out of time here. But, boy, what an effort the defense made there at the end. That was the difference.
Yeah, and I thought we played a great game defensively. You know, they had 13 and a half, but 7 of those were on run-out layups off of steals. And we had more turnovers than we did shot attempts in the first half. And I was happy with our offense because we were 6 of 11 in the first half, so we did a great job of shooting it. The bad thing is we just made some bad decisions. And if we would have cleaned that part up, then, you know, we felt going into half, it would have been, you know, even if it's 12 to 6, you know, that was a great half for us. But as we've talked about all year, you know, our calling card is our defense, and, you know, our kids battled and were very gritty and didn't give in. And that's the thing we told them in there when we were in the locker room briefly at the end was very proud that we believed in each other, that we didn't give up. We didn't throw in the towel 2.5 minutes, you know, because really this game really didn't mean a whole lot as far as standings or MAC championships or seeding or anything. And so, you know, I was glad our kids played hard and played for each other at the end there, and we made some big plays, and that's a big confidence boost going for us in the tournament.
I was just going to say, it's a very nice confidence booster heading into the sectional at Coldwater next week. Just a great comeback. And you know, one other thing that really helped you, obviously, was you hit those free throws at the end.
Yeah, we hit free throws. I thought Brooke Colley hit 2 big threes for us down the stretch, and she hadn't shot the ball well for the last I don't know how many games. And, you know, we had told her, you know, when you're open, you know, have confidence that you know you can hit it and step up and hit them, and she did tonight with 2 big threes. And then Allie and Key were able to hit free throws. Key hit 2 huge ones to put us up, and then Allie hit 2 there at the end to kind of seal it. So,
well, very nice win, sir. We'll let you go and celebrate with the ladies, and great, great comeback here this evening. I wouldn't have given you a whole lot of chances to win this game at that point, about 3 minutes to go, but, wow, they got it done.
Yeah, all the credit to the kids. They made all the plays down the stretch and did a great job, and just very happy for them right now. So,
okay, Brian, thanks for stopping by.
All right, thanks for coming.
Glad it was a happy interview.
Oh, it's always a good interview with you, Rob. Thanks.
We'll see you. Again, Brian Patch, head coach of the Lady Indians, a terrific come from behind win here. I know they were down by 12 at one point and about 10 down by 10 with about 3 minutes to go in the game. And I just, you know, with the way we were not scoring, Justin, that was the thing. We just weren't able to score.
Yeah, and the threes finally started falling. Brooke Colley hit a couple there in that fourth quarter. Allie Vaughn had a three-pointer. And then Kiara Wendell knocking down some free throws. And Indians pull out the win, 42-39.
We'll be back to wrap up the game in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp with Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kapp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
High school basketball fans, make a trip to the Schottenstein Center in Columbus for the 2019 Ohio High School Athletic Association State Basketball Tournaments. The home of the Buckeyes hosts 2 weekends of thrilling OHSAA state tournaments. The girls take the court March 14th, 15th, and 16th, followed by the boys March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. For information on tickets, suites, parking, and special group ticket packages, log on to OHSAA.org/the-shot.
Talking to my friend Rick Kramer over here. He says we were behind by 12 four different times. And the last time was 2:15 to go in the game. Down by 12, and yet we won this sucker.
Somehow.
And five of the last seven possessions by New Bremen, we created a turnover.
Yeah, they had seven turnovers in that fourth quarter alone, so their fourth quarter a lot like Fort Recovery's second quarter tonight.
Okay, take it away. Congratulations, Lady Indians. You win this one 42-39.
Well, the first half for New Bremen, they were 6 of 21 from the field for 29%, 0 for 8 on threes, and 1 for 3 at the line. Second half, 8 for 19, 42%, 2 of 6 on threes, and 8 for 9, 89% at the line. So for the ball game, New Bremen, 14 of 40 from the field, 35%, 2 of 14 on threes for 14%, and 9 for 12, 75% at the free throw line. Fort Recovery first half, 6 of 16 for 38%, 0 for 4 on threes and did not shoot a free throw. Second half, 8 of 23, 35%, 4 of 12 on threes for 33%, and 10 of 12, 83% at the free throw line. And for the ball game, 14 of 39, 36% from the field, 4 of 16 on threes, and 10 of 12, again, 83% at the free throw line. Rebounding 28 to 24 in favor of New Bremen. And turnovers, again, Fort Recovery had 12 in the first half to New Bremen 6. It ends up with actually New Bremen with having more, as New Bremen ends up with 16 turnovers and Fort Recovery only 15, including 3 there in that second half. Again, Fort Recovery led 8-4 after 1. New Bremen led 13-12 at the half. New Bremen 28-21 after 3. And again, they led by as many as 12 in that fourth quarter, but Fort Recovery comes back to win at 42-39. Indians go to 11-11 on the season, and New Bremen at 14-8. Third conference win for Fort Recovery as well. So a good way to end the regular season, some momentum heading into the tournament next week from Saturday.
Again, we'll have that tournament game for you next Saturday on the radio from Coldwater. It's a 6:15 start time. So tune us in for that. And then right after that game, we'll have the boys playing. The boys are playing at University of Findlay against Van Buren at 7:30. And Fort Recovery tried to get that boys game changed. Couldn't get it done. So unfortunately, the fans are going to have to choose which game they're going to go to. Thanks to Fort Recovery Lumber for that exciting fourth quarter. Down by 12 four times in the fourth quarter. The last time with 2:15 to go. We come back to win. That is really one of the greatest comebacks that I can remember in Fort Recovery girls basketball history.
Once New Bremen started getting rattled, they just couldn't get out of it. I mean, they were making lazy turnovers, bad turnovers on the sideline. And credit the Indians, they took advantage of it. I mean, after the turnovers, they were in transition points for Fort Recovery, so they did score off the turnovers. And the key possession, I thought, was the one where they passed it around several times and then finally ended up with an open three. Yeah, that was by Kara Wendt, or by Brooke Collig in the right side, and boy, it took control after that.
Well, again, thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to our studio producers, Eric Catterly back in Portland and Neil Spencer here at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Don't forget, tomorrow night's game on the boys' game between New Bremen and Fort Recovery will only be on FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow evening. So, for everybody involved, including Coach Brian Patch, who has to be a happy guy tonight, Lady Indians win by 3, 42-39 on a great comeback victory. For Justin Mangold, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on
tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.